Welcome, everybody. We could not be more blessed today than to just be here and glorify our Heavenly Father together and start our week off in an amazing, amazing way. And I'm just blessed to have you all here. We've got good friends, new friends, good friends, and then some people that are joining us for the very first time. And so I just want to welcome all of you. This is Becky Spieth, and I'm the owner of Leaders Empowered, and you can also find me on Facebook at The Christian Direct Seller, Leaders Empowered, or Direct Sales Specialist. But today we're here to glorify the Lord, and we're here to start our weeks off strong. Many people that join us on Monday mornings are entrepreneurs, so if you're an entrepreneur, welcome, and if you're not, welcome. We just want to welcome everybody that just wants to take their Monday morning, take about a half hour out, praise Him, glorify Him, and then study His Word just a little bit to start our week off strong. I do want you to know that we usually dial in about 8:25 a.m. Central Time, and we take prayer requests and praise reports that are not recorded so that we can remember to pray for you during the week and in case there's anything sensitive that you wouldn't want to have on the recording so that you know that this is a nice, safe place that you can come for prayer. If you have something for us to pray about during the week, feel free to post it on The Christian Direct Seller or private message me on Facebook, and I'll be happy to lift you up in prayer immediately. You know, one of the biggest things that I think we all wonder is, you know, how do we get to, you know, that place where we can activate the power of God in our lives? Because we know that our circumstances are all changeable, but the Word of God is not. Right? He couldn't lie, or we couldn't trust Him, and we know He is completely truth. He is completely trustworthy, and that He just wants to work good on our behalf. And He's a loving God. He's a loving Father, and we just want to give Him glory before we start this morning, and then we'll jump into our study. Father God, I just pray in Jesus' name that You would help me to decrease so that You could increase, that You would speak through my mouth of clay so that we could give You collectively more glory together. Father, You are amazing and You are wonderful. You are just so incredible. We want to honor You this morning. We just want to take this time to let You know that we just love You for who You are, not for any of the things that You've done for us, but by all means, we are grateful for those, but just because of who You are and how much You love us. And Father God, we just praise You and we just give You all of our glory. Anything that's been accomplished over this last week or this weekend, Father, we take and wrap it up in a great big gift and we put a big bow on it, and we say, Father, here is Your glory. We want to give it all back to You. Father, I pray that You would just anoint my lips, anoint my mind, give me supernatural recall of Your Word this morning as I speak and minister to Your brothers and Your sisters that are joining us on the line. Thank You, Father God, and I pray a blessing upon them as they listen today, Lord, that You would open up their eyes, take the scales off, unplug their ears so they can hear something that's going to be just for them for this week. We give You the honor, praise, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I don't know how many of you know our story, but we've just been just going through just a birthing, you could say, of Jordan's ministry. And Jordan is my firstborn son, and he was asked by a good friend on the John Maxwell team, Genevieve, from My Goal Autism, to be a speaker at her gala that she has once a year for her foundation that she's put in place for helping families that have children with autism. And she has expanded this actually to an international scale with a center in Ghana, and she's been just following the Lord. She's one of those women that when you meet her, she's got so much energy. When I looked at her, I felt like I was looking in the mirror of myself, and she was so dynamic and so amazing, and we were talking about having me come, and as we talked, we were sharing the story, and I said, I don't know if you know that Jordan overcame autism, that he was at one point nonverbal and that he's got this incredible testimony. She says, well, are you sharing it? And she gave me all these ideas, just quick fire, boom, 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 of all these ideas of what we could do with Jordan. And up until that point, I had never even thought about really sharing Jordan's story. I didn't want him to feel exploited. I didn't want to try to jump onto a bandwagon of, you know, oh, this is an easy platform and kind of you know, promoting my son in a way that would not give God glory and honor. And I wasn't sure how to do that, and the Lord just never laid it on our heart. And to be really honest with you, we had never even told Jordan that he was autistic until he was 18 years old, because we didn't want that spoken over him. We didn't want him to get stuck in that space, because we know regardless of what we are put on the earth for, or who we are to become, or what circumstances happen to us, that we want to make sure that we can fulfill the destiny that God has in our lives. He tells us in Jeremiah 29:11 that he wants to give us a hope and a future. And before Jordan was born, I read the scripture, Jeremiah 1:5, and it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." And so I just spoke this over Jordan, so that when he became nonverbal, we were kind of like, "Wait a minute, God, excuse me, you gave me the scripture, and then you, what happened here?" And then when I nearly died, I had this vision, and my mom had it the same night, and it was a big, huge, huge stadium, and it was all dark, African faces all around me, and I was standing on a platform with a gold, huge gold globe, and Jordan was standing there with me, and we were speaking, and I couldn't understand what I was saying, and I didn't know what it was, but I knew that I was there, and the Lord spared my life about 2 weeks after that and started the healing process in me. And when I had called my mom that next morning and started to share with her what my dream was, I said, I was standing on a platform or some kind of a stage. It looked like I was speaking. It was a stadium, she says, of all dark African faces, and there was a big gold globe behind you. She said, I saw the same thing. You know, God's faithful if we'll listen. Sometimes he shows up in huge ways, like amazing visions, and confirms them with someone else. Sometimes he just speaks a word while we're listening to our pastors and our Sunday service or in our own quiet time. I've even had God speak to me in the shower. I hate that because then I can't write it down and make sure that I document it. So what I've learned to do is to take my journal with me and leave it on the bathroom sink, because I know that sometimes God speaks to me there. Sometimes you're watching someone else, or maybe at a gala like we were this weekend, and we had so many people come and talk to us and say, "That's my story," or "You touched my life," or "What you said here touched my heart." Capture those things, because that's God speaking to your spirit, man. He's speaking to you, and he wants you to capture that. And for all of us, we get to this point where we want to do something more for God, but we're sometimes not paying attention. So the first thing to do to activate the power of God is to pay attention, to listen. We can even find things in nature. He wants to speak to us regardless of where it is. Just a week ago, I was at a retreat, and we were walking, and all of a sudden, I saw one of those great big puffball mushrooms. I don't know if you've ever seen them. They're like the size of a basketball. They're huge. And one thing I remember as a little girl growing up in the woods in Michigan is we saw those. And sometimes when you saw them, and you could actually, if you cut them off at the bottom, they're like a mushroom, and you could use it for a ton of food and fuel for your life. But if you let them go too long, what happens is they have that outer shell that appears exactly the same. And if you stomp on it, if it's gone too long, and you didn't use it for fuel, you didn't use it the way that God intended it in your life, it could turn to puff and just to air and to dust. So think about what God said in your life or spoke to your heart recently. Let's use it for fuel. Let's not use it and let it just stay dormant and let it turn into dust. I wondered if that had happened to Jordan's story, because we hadn't really felt activated to really move into starting a ministry or anything else. And Genevieve kept calling us and connecting and saying, you know, oh, let me back up just a minute. When we met at the John Maxwell team, we met at a luncheon, and we had agreed to this, but I said, only if Jordan will agree. So I messaged Jordan, and I said, "Hey, Jordan, I need to talk to you." And we talked for just a minute, and I gathered his permission. He said, "Sure, Mom, I'd love to share my story." I was shocked, because we've never really even talked about what it was like for him when he was nonverbal and what he was feeling and what his journey could look like now. But we started this process, and Genevieve would call periodically or message and say, "Can you know, we pray together," and oh, the prayer times were just incredible. And she wanted to meet Jordan face-to-face, so we did a Skype call together. Oh, that was really, really awesome and exciting because we got a chance to see face-to-face. You know, that's such an incredible and powerful tool. Genevieve actually uses Skype into her centers in Ghana, where she actually Skypes in caregivers and doctors to work with some of the families via Skype and some of these incredible new tools. So don't let your circumstances hinder what you believe God can do. That's point number two. Look around you, see what's available, because you never know. And speak your vision. That's one thing I've really learned about Genevieve, is she speaks her vision. And all those around her, they, we get so passionate. We're like, yes, we want to help. Yes, we want to be a part. Yes, yes, yes. I don't think there's a person in the world that could say no to her. They even were kind of joking about it at the gala. But I think it's true. It's because she's passionate about the work that God has her on the planet to do. So people are immediately drawn to her. And God's not a respecter of persons. He's going to do the same for you. And so as we were sitting there meeting Genevieve for the first time, what happened was we were talking about Jordan's dreams and what we wanted to do. And I said, you know, I don't know if there's any way you can help us, but one, you know, Jordan's dreams is to have his book published. And so we've been working with the editor, who's been incredibly expensive, and we just kind of got blocked because we ran out of finances. And she said, oh, well, you know what, we might be able to make some connections, but we may have to go into the city. And we said, oh, what city? And she said, New York City. Jordan leapt out of his chair. He was so excited because this has always been one of his dreams, is to go to New York City. And praise God, that happened this weekend. And Angela's on the line with us from Michael Autism as well, and she was just an amazing host. She's Genevieve's right-hand woman, and I'm telling you, she's like right-hands woman. She is incredible. She has got so many hands and a servant's heart to serve the Lord, and she just orchestrated everything from Jordan eating at every one of his favorite restaurants, and you just name it. And one of his secret desires of his heart was he wanted to see Taylor Swift's house, where she lived, her flat, her stoop, whatever we could see. And the Lord prompted my heart, because I said, you know, I don't know if that's something that we should really try to do, is, you know, take our time for that, Jordan. And I didn't know if, you know, how she would feel about that. And as we were going along, the Lord prompted me, and I said, you know, Angela, one of his big dreams is to see Taylor Swift and where she lives. And we Googled it, and we found it, and we've even got pictures of him standing on the steps that Taylor Swift walks on when she goes to her apartment there in New York City. But they took care of every single detail for Jordan. And when we think that God doesn't care about those little things in our lives, whether you can stand on Taylor Swift's stoop or whatever it is for you, know that God cares. Share the little things that are on your heart, because that's what he wants to do for you. He tells you he wants to give you the desires of your heart. And, you know, one of the other verses that the Lord gave us for Jordan and for his story was Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And that's one thing we've always done, is we've always sought the Lord every day. You know, we've had many people ask, what's our secret to overcoming autism and helping Jordan become verbal? And I can tell you, it was that. Every single day, I went to the Lord, and I continue to go to the Lord every morning and say, what today, Lord? What can we do for Jordan today to fulfill the call that you have on his life? What do you have for my life? What do you have for my business today? What do I need to do today? Of course, I've got plans and dreams and aspirations that I share with the Lord. But I ask every day, Lord, what is it for today? And, you know, I'm constantly reminded about Jeremiah 29:11, that he holds the plan for us, and he declares it over us, that it's a plan to prosper us and not to harm us. It's a plan to give us a hope and a future. And so he's already got the future figured out. So I want you to stand fast on the word of God and know that he has your future planned out. And trust him and seek him every single day. The time that we spent over the last 5 or 6 months or so have been so precious. And Jordan's been writing and sharing his story and working through some of the pain and the hurt and the frustration and receiving his healing emotionally as well as physically as we've been going through and continuing this journey of what many people would call the autism spectrum. Jordan is definitely verbal, and he's an amazing man of God. And one of the things that we did to help him along his journey throughout his life, but especially over the last little bit as well, was to really refocus on really filling our lives with Scripture. That was one of the key things we did when Jordan was autistic, is we thought that it would be soothing for him to have hymns and calming music, and it would help a little, but not completely. And we would play Scripture 24/7. Jordan knows so much about the Word of God and loves the Lord so much because he constantly has that playing. So that's another way that we can prepare ourselves to activate God, is listen to his Word, fill our lives with it, and confess it with our mouths over our lives. Declare and decree it, because God wants it to come true in your life. And that's such a powerful place to be. If you notice, when Jesus was in the wilderness, what did he do? He didn't argue with the devil. He didn't give in to the devil. That was the temptation. No, what he did is he spoke the Word of God. It tells us in the Word in James that if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. And the way that we resist him is by speaking the Word of God. Because how do we increase our faith? And honestly, this is the whole point right here. For the message this morning is how we activate the power of God is through faith. And how do we increase our faith? It's by hearing and hearing the Word of God. You know, I know many of you might feel discouraged at times, and the road to autism and the road back to being verbal and engaged is long sometimes, and it's hard sometimes. Can God do an overnight miracle? Yes, and praise God if that happens. But one of the most important scriptures that we can remember is those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They'll soar high on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and they will not faint. That's Isaiah 40:31. And what we need to do is remember to stand strong, build our faith, to activate God. You know, Philippians 4:13 tells us that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And it tells us also in Psalm 37:4 to take delight in the Lord, because he's going to give you the desires of your heart, whatever they may be. I want to encourage you, because the Lord wants to give you the desires of your heart. Romans 12:12 tells us, let your hope keep you joyful. Be patient in your trouble and pray at all times. You know, God wants you to realize that he wants to move you from glory to glory, right? Proverbs 4:18 tells us, and I love this promise from God's Word. He says, the path of the just and the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter. He wants to give you a path before you that will be brighter and brighter than what you've ever, ever experienced. You know, there was a woman in Mark chapter 5 who had been sick for 12 years. The doctors gave her no hope, but she heard that Jesus was coming through her town, and something deep on the inside of her said, this is your season, this is your time to get well, and she listened. Because in the natural, when she saw all the people around Jesus, and she knew that she had been to everyone and every place that she could be, and she felt sometimes like she was hopeless, she felt this rising up in her heart, in her spirit, man, that this was her season. This was her time to get well. She thought, you know what, I don't care what the circumstances look like. And even though it looks like I may never get to him, it's so crowded and I'm so weak, she could have given in to her season and said, you know what, I'm just going to give in. And she could have missed her season. But instead of dwelling on those negative thoughts, instead of looking at her situation, and she started to remind herself, if I can just get to Jesus, I'm going to be made whole. So she made the choice to turn her thoughts in the right direction and was empowered to take a leap of faith. She pressed through the crowd until she got just close enough to touch the edge of Jesus' robe, and instantly she was made whole. Jesus said in Mark 5:34, daughter, your faith has made you well. Notice, it's our faith that activates God's power. We have to press through our thoughts, press through our circumstances, and press through the crowds, the obstacles, until we can touch him and be obedient to him. When we have that rising up in our spirit, man, that this is our season, then hang on to that with everything you have, and you will activate the power of God. Jordan John and I journeyed to New Jersey and to New York City, and we spent the most incredible 4 days seeing Jordan reach the people that were unreachable. He was given a prophecy that he would touch the nations when he was a baby. He was given a prophecy when he was finishing up his high school, another one of Jordan's dreams. Do we all dream that we just could graduate high school? That was Jordan's dream. Can you imagine what our country would be like if that was our dream? But he dreamt that, and one of the young men in his class had a word over him and said that he would be able to reach those that other people would not reach for Christ. And we saw him minister to a young man that was deaf and autistic in a way that this young man was touched, and they communicated in a way I've never seen. And I saw my son's ministry be birthed right before my very eyes. There were many, many nights that we cried all night long out to the Lord to relieve him from his night terrors, that he could speak again and come back to us and stay with us on a continual basis. There were many times we would only see Jordan in through his eyes for just mere seconds. But to see him reach Nate and Chris, and then to see him share at the gala and be able to share his story and reach hundreds of people and give them hope for their children and their family and the ones that they love that have been affected. And then to just share that we had started this journey of helping Jordan get his other dream of his book published and someday turn this into a movie. To have people come up to us and say, can we get a copy of whatever you have written so far? We want to hang on to that tangible hope for our kids. Was the most amazing thing I've ever experienced in my life. It made every time I had to change a diaper when he was 7, or I had to hold his hand as he didn't understand, or look into his eyes and wish he would let us embrace him, worth it. Because God's faithful. If we go to him and we activate our faith and we do it without doubting, knowing that God wants to fulfill in and through us, just like he did for Jordan, his life dreams, his message, and take it to the world, he'll do the same for you. And I want you to hang on to that hope. And remember that it has to come from what it tells us in the Word. We have to activate our faith without doubt, with unwavering doubt. We have to have that faith that is unwavering. God wants you to know today that he has a plan for you, and he wants to make your dream come true as well. He wants to birth in and through you the greatness that he's whispered to you, and he wants you to pay attention and do what he's asked you to do. Today can be the day that everything in your life changes. And I want to give God the glory for all that he's done in and through our lives, in and through your life, in and through the life of Jordan and all of these other people that we were able to meet over the weekend. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I just thank you so much for how you work in our lives. I thank you that we know that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, and not loving our life unto death, but sharing our story. Father, I come to you today with an open and a humble heart. I ask you to fill us with your strength, your peace, your joy, so we can press through to victory today. Show us the good plan, the God plan that you have for us. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for the courage and the boldness as we build our lives, our businesses, our ministries to serve and to honor you, Father God, just like you did with Gloriella this week. I pray a blessing over her and her team as they go to Wimberley and she goes to the L2L, Father God. Lord, I pray that you would send favor before them as they get a vehicle. Lord, we call for the vehicle. We don't know where how it's going to work, but, Lord, they need a vehicle. They need transportation. So, Father God, her husband's going to get the loan. And I ask, Lord, that you would give them favor, that you would provide for them in a miraculous way today, Lord. We know that you have that she's going to be faithful and serve you, Father God, and she's going to use this vehicle to serve and to further your kingdom. So we cancel the assignment of the enemy on anyone that's listening to this in Jesus' name. Lord, I praise you for allowing us to have the connection with Genevieve and her family, and her church and her friends and her My Goal Autism family. Father God, it was just incredible. We just praise you for what you are doing and what you are going to do and allowing us to really just be able to give glory to you and praise you. And Lord, we just thank you for Angela. I pray a blessing upon her and Genevieve and My Goal Autism and anyone that was there and connected in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, for Latina as she's moving into leadership with her business and this journey. I pray a blessing upon her and her son as they go through this time of transition. Lord, I just pray that you will just give them trust and empathy and understanding. And Lord, that you will prepare a path and prepare a way. And Lord, we just pray a blessing upon her son as he becomes a man for you, serving you with all of his heart. Lord, I thank you for our time together. We love and praise you. We give you glory and ask all of these things. Oh, and a blessing upon Jordan as he continues to birth his ministry and find his way and be obedient to serve and to follow you. Keep us strong. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll be back together again next week. Bye now.